Week 11, Sunday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, in the day and the night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise, thou my inheritance through all my days, thou and thou only the first in my heart, High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, grant me its joys after victory is won. Christ of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. I will bless you day after day, O Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 144. I will give you glory, O God my King, I will bless your name for ever. I will bless you day after day, and praise your name for ever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised, his greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendour and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness, age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How great is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will bless you day after day, O Lord. Alleluia. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia. Psalm 144 continued. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. To make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendour of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia. Psalm 144 concluded. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds, the Lord supports all who fall, and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways, and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call on him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry, and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name, for ever, for ages unending. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is faithful in all his words, and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia. My son, pay attention to my words. Listen carefully to what I say. A reading from the book of Judges, chapter 2. When Joshua dismissed the people of Israel went each to his inheritance to take possession of the land. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work which the Lord had done for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110 years. And they buried him within the bounds of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of the mountain of Gash. And all that generation also were gathered to their fathers. And there arose another generation after them, who did not know the Lord, or the work which he had done for Israel. And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and served the Baals. And they forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. They went after other gods, from among the gods of the peoples who were around them, and bowed down to them. And they provoked the Lord to anger. They forsook the Lord, and served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he gave them over to plunderers, who plundered them. And he sold them into the power of their enemies round about, so that they could no longer withstand their enemies. Whenever they marched out, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, as the Lord had warned, and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were in sore straits. Then the Lord raised up judges, who saved them out of the power of those who plundered them, and yet they did not listen to their judges, for they played the harlot after other gods, and bowed down to them. They soon turned aside from the ways in which their fathers had walked, who had obeyed the commandments of the Lord, and they did not do so. Whenever the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge, and he saved them from the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groaning, because of those who afflicted and oppressed them. But whenever the judge died, they turned back, and behaved worse than their fathers, going after other gods, serving them, and bowing down to them. They did not drop any of their practices or their stubborn ways. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he said, "Because this people have transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not obeyed my voice, I will not henceforth drive out before them any of the nations that Joshua left when he died, that by them I may test Israel, whether they will take care to walk in the way of the Lord as their fathers did, or not." So the Lord left those nations, not driving them out at once, and he did not give them into the power of Joshua. Now these are the nations which the Lord left to test Israel by them, that is, all in Israel who had no experience of any war in Canaan. It was only that the generations of the people of Israel might know war, that he might teach war to such, at least, as had not known it before. These are the nations: the five lords of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, and the Sidonites, and the Hevites, who dwell on Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon as far as the entrance of Hamath. They were for the testing of Israel, to know whether Israel would obey the commandments of the Lord, which he had commanded their fathers by Moses. Responsory from Psalm 105. The Lord grew angry with his people, so he gave them into the hands of foreign nations. Yet when he heard them wail and cry aloud, he looked with pity on their distress. Then the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the power of those who threatened them. Yet when he heard them wail and cry aloud, he looked with pity on their distress. A reading from the Treatise of St. Cyprian on the Lord's Prayer. When we pray, our words and petitions must be properly ordered. They must have quietness and modesty in them. Let us consider that we are standing in the sight of God, to whom our bodily attitude and tone of voice must be pleasing. For if it is characteristic of a brash fellow to shout vociferously, the modest man, on the contrary, should pray quietly. Moreover, the Lord himself, in his own teaching, instructed us to pray in secret, in hidden and remote places, even in our own bedrooms. This is better suited to our faith, for thus we know that God is present everywhere, that he hears and sees all, and that through the fullness of his majesty he penetrates even the secret places. For so it is written, quote, "I am God at hand, and not a God far off. If a man hides himself in secret places, will I therefore not see him? Do I not fill heaven and earth?" And again, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good." End of quote. When we assemble in union with our brothers and celebrate the holy sacrifice with God's priest, we should keep moderation and good order in mind. We should not inflate our prayers with a flurry of words, nor launch in a torrent of speech the petitions which ought to be made to God in a restrained way. God listens not to the voice, but to the heart. And since he reads our thoughts, he does not need to have his attention called by clamour. The Lord proves this when he says, quote, "Why do you think evil in your hearts?" And in another place we read, "All the churches shall know that I am he who searches mind and heart." End of quote. Anna, who is a type of the church in the first book of Kings, is faithful and obedient in this matter. For she prayed to God not with loud petitions, but silently and modestly in her heart. She spoke with hidden prayer, but obvious faith, not with her voice, but with her heart, because she knew that the Lord listens to such prayer. She received, in effect, what she requested, since she asked in the right way. Holy Scripture declares, quote, "She was speaking in her heart, her lips moved, her voice was not heard, and the Lord heard her." We read likewise in the Psalms, "Speak in your heart, and repent on your beds." Through Jeremiah, the Holy Spirit suggests and teaches the same thing. Quote, In the heart, O Lord, we ought to worship you. End of quote. Let a worshipper, then, dearest brothers, be not ignorant of how the tax gatherer played with the Pharisee in the temple. He did not lift his eyes presumptuously to heaven, nor did he raise his hands arrogantly. He struck his breast, and giving testimony to the sins hidden there, he implored the help of the divine mercy. And because the Pharisee was self-satisfied, it was rather the tax gatherer who merited holiness, since he asked for it in the proper way. He did not put his hope of salvation in confidence of his own innocence, since in fact no one is free of guilt, but rather he confessed his sins and prayed humbly. And he who pardons the humble heard his prayer. Responsory. Let us consider how we should behave in the presence of God and his angels. Let us sing the psalms in such a way that mind and voice are in harmony. Let us recall that we should be heard for our purity of heart and sorrow for sin, rather than for our lengthy prayers. Let us sing the psalms in such a way that mind and voice are in harmony. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Lord God, strength of those who hope in you, support us in our prayer, because we are weak and can do nothing without you. Give us always the help of your grace, so that in fulfilling your commandments, we may please you in all we desire and do. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.